Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West. Issue 21st birthday celebration.
We're a little drunk right now.
Just a little bit.
We're just celebrating and celebrating with brackets.
Yeah.
With brackets.
I am Nat. I am one of your hosts. And as always, with me today is...
Pat.
And Cat in the Hat.
We also have a live studio audience. Say hi, live studio audience.
Hi.
So,
woo,
they're
studio
here.
Audience.
Yes, they're here so that the bracket discussion doesn't get too unruly or something.
I feel like it's to make the bracket ruling more unruly.
It might be. Like, I mean, we're all intoxicated, so I don't know how great our opinions are.
I have three options of drinking between each specific round.
Oh, God.
So,
Jesus.
And they're varied. They're varied.
So basically, the format.
I haven't had that yet, so no.
So basically, the format of this issue is we came down with 16 superheroes that we would like to see fight in a March Madness style fighting.
Because we sport.
Right. Because we sport hard. And we also got a little drunk to decide the winners on this one because we wanted to. And so 21st birthday.
Cheers! It's also we're celebrating my actual birthday. I won't say my age.
How old are you, Nat?
I'm old enough to have to count to try to figure out how old I am. That is where we are. Yes. So do you want to, like, we can go over our Sweet 16 that we've already decided because we decided.
Okay, I was like, wait, I thought we were 21.
we've pushed it to our Elite 8 by this point in time for, like, because of our current state, 16 arguments. Eight arguments? 16 people in a bracket seems too complicated. So here are our matchups for the first round that we've already established winners. Superman versus Rogue, which we established Superman won. Doctor Strange versus Spawn.
Why would they win?
We don't have that much time, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
We have to actually get through the eight, and I'm not sure how we're going to do with that at this point.
Okay.
So we're just going to, this is a quick summation.
Well, just go on.
Batman versus Martian Manhunter, and Batman brought his back pack of matches, so Batman won that one. Black Panther versus...
He went to a hotel room.
That's really dark, because, like, what was he doing there in the first place?
He's marrying Catwoman. What do you want?
In the hotel. Anyway. Pink Ranger, that is Kimberly Hart, the evil and solo and leader and sometimes not leader of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And Black Panther came out on top with that one.
Yep.
At this point in time. But there's some controversy in some other brackets. There is Thor, the Mighty Thor, Jane Foster, versus Storm, which Thor came out on top. I mean, Lightning versus Thunder. That seems kind of weird.
That's Storm.
That was a good matchup, but with a very reasonable outcome.
Yeah. Flash versus Invincible. Flash being Barry Allen. Invincible being a character from an Image comic called Invincible that if you're not reading, go fuck yourself.
Goddamn!
No one's reading it. It's over, okay?
I've read some of it.
So everyone in the entire universe should just go fuck themselves.
I think there's more than one reader of Invincible.
I would hope so.
So you said everybody...
Okay.
We also have Wonder Woman versus One Punch Man. And that turned out to be a really interesting bracket. Wonder Woman did come out on top of that one. And now we have the issue of Hulk versus Deadpool. There's a lot that can happen in this particular matchup. I, for one, think Deadpool would just get bored and go to a bar.
That's what
but you would think that Hulk would just
knock Deadpool
not be
into
angry.
Another bracket.
See, and this is interesting. Hulk knocking Deadpool. Wow, that was rough. Into another bracket.
Good talk.
On the other side, and that's like, it sounds really interesting. Do we have this bracket or this one?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Are we gonna go with this? Are we gonna have
opposite?
Are we gonna have Black Panther be punked
by Deadpool?
So basically,
Hulk would like ostensibly punch Deadpool so hard that he would land in another bracket of ours because, you know, fourth wall shit. And, like, breaking the meta barrier.
I'm pretty sure
has apparently landed in Black Panther versus Pink Ranger, according to some of our
audience.
Some of our audience.
That was a yell. I'm sorry. Oh, there are dogs here too. So, FYI, if you hear barking or jingling,
I was going to say scrambling on
the
floor.
We don't have dancers.
Yeah, that's just a dog just right dogs. There. That's a corgi, not a horgi.
Wow. God damn.
Yeah.
We're aggressive today.
We are off the rails.
I mean, we would have to start on the rails.
It's almost 10. I didn't realize how late it was.
All right. Anyway, so let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's get down to the main event. The main event. I can't come up with another.
Are we talking about this triplet?
Fantastic Eight.
No, let's, really? Let's get to that one later.
Okay.
Superman versus Spawn.
Oh, that event?
So we're in an Elite Eight, and so that's the first matchup. And I've been holding on to this since we first discussed it. And I'm going to go Superman is justice lording out, realizing that Spawn is undead. He fucking lobotomizes him with heat vision. And that is that.
Oh, he pulled out the justice
lord. But Spawn can't die.
I don't know.
Doesn't need to be dead.
I feel like if you threw him into the sun, that could get awkward.
That's true. That would heighten Superman's power level, and then he'd burn the shit out of Spawn. Yeah.
So are we just talking first battles or end of run here?
I feel like that first battle would be end of run. I think it's an initial fight. It would be like how we...
I mean, I like the Spawn superpowers. That dude intimidates me.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm sorry. I'm going with the progenitor. I could be wrong, but that's my vote. I'm strong on that.
I mean, like...
Coming from the literal Superman fan, I'm, like, actually struggling.
Yeah. See,
he
thing
threw
about
out Justice
Spawn.
Lords, and then I'm thinking about Injustice Superman, and I'm like, he would rip his head off.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, like...
he would rip his head off with... But would that actually kill him?
I do like this throwing into the sun angle. That seems like a logical argument. I'm not... Like, I don't think Spawn comes back from that. I don't think there's very many superheroes, period. Let alone in this bracket that can come back from that. I will make an argument for one. I don't know if it'll get there, but we'll...
I mean, he's made of necroplasm, so in theory, he will burn. In theory.
So theoretically, we're going for Spawn then.
Cat, what's your...
I'm going with Superman. I just thought sun and he out.
Yeah, right. Supes makes
so
it.
So Supes progresses to the final four.
For the final four.
Woo! Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
Dun, dun.
Do we want to go across brackets here?
Let's do it.
All right. Actually, really excited for this one. I shouldn't clap. Wonder Woman versus the Incredible Hulk.
Wonder Woman versus Hulk?
I think this is a matchup where the lasso plays less of a part than the beatdown. There is a precedence of Hulk's affinity for a pretty lady. Especially one that can calm him down.
Oh my god, he's right.
So...
God damn it, why is he... He's so logical right now. This is bullshit.
I'm like, this is not something
I thought about before this moment either. Like, that's just real low. Sun's getting real low. Hulk. Let me tie those wrists up together. Sun's getting real low.
All right, this just sounds like the turn into a porno, but. All right.
Oh, Hulk smash.
Oh, that was wrong. Obviously, my allegiance is going to go with Wonder Woman on this one. That's where I fall. I love the Hulk as a character. And in a fight, this would be an interesting one to see done.
I mean, if we throw a map in.
I hate the Hulk. And I love Wonder Woman, but I think Hulk would be Wonder Woman.
Why?
I'm sorry.
You gotta go with
Hulk. He's just more powerful. He's literally immortal. And, like, Wonder Woman is very strong. She is very beefy.
So, if we're gonna take into the account of, like, of the ability for...
She works out.
You know, she definitely gyms hard.
I work out.
Yeah, yeah. She works out super well.
There's
roof joke's looking better and better.
There's a comic book actual question mark in this. So question would be whether or not Wonder Woman would actually go through killing Hulk. And her sword...
We're just talking about fighting.
The fight has to end at some point.
What's gonna
be the end game? She does have a sword that is supposedly able to split atoms. So if there's something that's gonna be able to cut through Hulk's skin...
That would probably be it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's comics, alright? Yeah. We're like, let's... Like, let's be real here.
Yeah, let's be real.
Okay,
let's be real that we're doing a bracket about comic book characters.
I'm not like, why has the U.S. government not signed up for this one? Okay, so if her sword can split atoms in half, then obviously, like, her sword would be able to go through Hulk's skin.
Would she kill him, though? Do you think she just rips his arm off or something and like, or like
cuts what, it beats him
I think,
bit.
I think
cuts his legs off and he can't jump anymore.
She's fast enough that she's able to see bullets. She has a sword that's able to split through atoms, so she would be able to
I'm pretty sure she'd snap his neck, man, before he'd get too raged out.
She Ooh, would be able to
that's dark.
I went there.
That's dark. Like, I'm not sure, like, the vision that we have of Wonder Woman recently.
I mean, you
like,
talked about Justice League and Superman, thought about Injustice Wonder Woman. that chick would snap his neck.
We're doing a superhero fight, but the way everybody wins is to just go evil. So...
Well, wait, where are we at? I guess Wonder Woman wins, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think...
Okay.
Either she'd calm him down or she'd take him out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is probably the hardest one in the bracket.
I figured there'd be more arguments at this point.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
There's enough arguments.
Yeah. Well, when we play this back, we'll figure out whether there are enough arguments. So we have Jane Foster, Thor, the Mighty Thor, versus Invincible, which is a more obscure character.
Yeah, that dude's ridiculous. I feel like
very obscure characters.
Yeah. I don't think you can call Mighty Thor an obscure character at this point in time. Well, no, enough people are familiar with the power set of Thor to... Wow.
I just think about Invincible and the fact that he literally had his organs falling out of him and was bandaged up, and then he beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, there's a fight that happens inside of the sun.
Exactly.
However, prolonged exposure did seem like it was going to be a way to kill him. If she can do the Mjolnir trap and strap Invincible to the hammer and throw it into the sun, why is the sun the super argument right now? Like, sun is the ultimate weapon.
I mean,
throw
like,
things
let's
into
let's
star.
Be fair, like, if you went into the sun, would you be able to survive?
No, I'm pretty sure human.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly
my cells
what I'm
don't
right
drink
here.
Radiation in the
yeah.
same way
no.
that Superman's do.
No, so, not even close.
Yeah.
So, or I'm just
like,
trying to preserve my
why are you trying to be stronger than the sun right now? You're like, oh, I'm so cool, I can't even beat the sun.
I'm just trying to see...
Like, what about you, Kat? You over there, like, yeah, I beat up the sun. Yeah, sun, come
I'm
at
pretty
me.
Sure if I look at the sun, I just get face. Blinded, so I'm pretty sure if I got anywhere
yeah,
near
Yeah, of
it.
The three of us, I'm really the only person who should be standing in the sun. I feel bad for the rest of you. You might just get a little burned.
I get burned, and then I just turn back to white, all right? It's already, it is what it is.
The audience just got silently loud. Take with that what you will.
Oh, look at me, I'm not, and I'm brown.
I was younger back then.
Oh, reliving childhood.
Everybody was younger back then.
If you came back at all, you'd be back later.
Oh my god.
So I feel like we've gotten no farther in this anyway, though.
Nope.
I don't know. This is a tough one for me, more or less because I have such an affinity for Invincible. Wow, that was a really tough sentence.
you did it, though.
Oh, welcome back. Sorry about the little hiccup there. But I was saying that Invincible is a character that has been with me for the better part of 12 years. So I'm a huge Invincible fan. The series just ended, and I love the character. I just feel like Jane is such a cool Thor and so creative with the powers that I feel like she'd find a way. She'd find a way.
Really? You think, like, as much of an Invincible fan as you are, you think that Jane would be Invincible? Really?
I think that there's, like, she gives so much shit to Odin that there's got to be, like, the backup is there. She's got something in her head that's gonna pull her to the
victory.
Invincible
for a month, and I'm over here like I feel like he'd smash her head in.
I mean, okay, I
with her own hammer,
and it might be like that whole like
really. Trial. And you think she would go for? You think she would go too?
No, I think Invincible would smash her head in
He would not be able to pick up Mjolnir.
Probably not.
That is 110% sure.
Okay, I take it back. Not with a hammer, with a boulder.
One day, when you are older, you could get hit with a boulder.
Wait, so...
He personally sang that song to her as she did it.
So let me get this straight here for a second. Like, you, Nat, you're more a fan of Invincible, but you would favor the Thor?
I think maybe
in the
it's...
fight? And you, Kat, who's more of a fan of Thor, would favor Invincible in a fight.
I'm pretty sure he would smash her head in.
Jesus like, Christ.
I think I'm also, like, I'm looking at the enticing matchup of Wonder Woman versus Thor.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you. Right, I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
Sorry, I have a dog that trying to eat off of the table right now.
She just wants a cupcake. It's a cupcake.
Can we get some... I feel like at this point, like, I can't break this tie. Can we get some votes on this? Like, from our audience? Like, who thinks Thor would beat Invincible? One? And who thinks Invincible would beat Thor?
No one.
Is
Thor gonna
win?
Wow.
So...
apparently Thor is...
I think I have to sway my vote towards Thor. On this
I feel slightly defeated right now.
I'm a little upset. I think that's clearly like the most interesting of the brackets, but well, no, it's not. It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
The
no,
next
I,
one, the next one could be problematic.
The next one. I
so
know.
Finally, we have
Batman versus either.
Wait, did we actually go over Hulk versus Deadpool?
Yeah,
he's in another. He's in another bracket.
Yeah, we
somehow.
Did.
Okay, yeah.
Hulk one? Yeah, Hulk one.
Yeah.
Hulk.
But this causes the problem of this other bracket is now Black Panther versus Pink Ranger versus Deadpool. We don't have a clear winner yet.
I feel like he would chop everyone's head off and go home.
Who?
Deadpool.
Or Black Panther. Because he would just chop a bunch of people's heads off and go home, too.
I don't think Black Panther's like... so keen to be chopping heads.
No, he's not so keen to be chopping heads, but he'd chop the heads if he had to.
I feel like he'd have Okoye chop the heads, but that's
bizarre. Well, like, obviously if he had the opportunity to, he'd be like, hey, Okoye, just chop the
heads.
So
you're going for Black Panther in this argument.
If I would have to go Black Panther versus... because we initially decided that Black Panther would
beat the
Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
And if we're going again against Black Panther versus Deadpool, I think I would have to go with Black Panther.
Why?
Mostly because Deadpool has nothing that can breach the Black Panther's armor. Like, he's immortal, which is fine,
but none of his guns
and swords and... none of his attacks could get through Black Panther's armor. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. There's nothing he can do that can physically hurt Black Panther. And Deadpool can be immortal and regenerate from a finger. And anything he wants, he's never going to beat Black Panther, ever.
I'm pretty sure after a point in time, though, it would be the same concept of, I'm going to go get a drink.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just sort of back out of the fight again.
Yeah. I think after having his head decapitated probably a number amount of times, he'd be like, you know...
Yeah, he'd be just tired of it.
Yeah, I'm not... I would not, you know... He can still feel it all, so yeah. I'm pretty sure...
I think Black Panther, in a situation where he's unencumbered by his opponent being basically immortal, would throw literally everything in the neighborhood rhino at him. You know, like, it would just be...
That's a fair statement with the neighborhood rhino. He's right.
Well, it just doesn't seem like a kitchen sink makes sense. But that's besides the point.
I don't even think they have kitchen sinks in Wakanda. They probably have, like, some... I don't even know. Anyways.
Three seashells. They probably have the three seashells.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Probably. Okay, so let's get down to the final eight, then.
Well, so we still, yep, I guess we have to get to the final four.
Our final four.
Yeah, so it's Batman. Oh, wait, are we deciding it's Black Panther then?
Yep.
Yes.
Batman versus Black Panther. I'm going Batman because he's Batman. And because I feel like he'd have a sound boomerang that would literally, a sound batarang that would negate the vibrational frequency of vibranium so that he'd just be able to one punch knock him out. Also, he's more versed in.
But there's no reason to say that Black Panther would not be able to one punch knock out Batman.
I'm not enjoying the fact I'm going to have to tie break this.
The reason I say that is because I think that Black Panther is really well versed in his specific martial art, where Batman is a master of multiple different disciplines.
No. Black Panther has also learned multiple martial arts.
Kat, I think this is up to you.
Both Black Panther and Batman are masters of every single martial arts on their respective worlds.
Shanzi. I'm not going to renege my vote against Batman for me.
Yeah, and I'm going Black Panther all the way.
This is just pretty much, it's whatever you say.
Yay, tiebreaker, fuck. I really don't know. This is going to be a moment of time where it might actually be like a quiet silence because I have to think that hard.
Silence.
Exactly. You've got Batman, who we've said they're prepped. They know each other's weaknesses. They know everything like that. The thing is if you take his armor away, he's still lethal. But if you take Batman's stuff away, he's also still lethal. I'm like, this is horse shit. Fuck.
And
I'm like sitting over here. I'm like, can I have a coin?
It is the toughest bracket, probably.
It's literally what it is. Is like, can I have a coin? Because that's. And the other thing is too is, if he knows his weaknesses, then he can hit him with a sonic batarang that nullifies his armor, and he just hits him in the face. And then on top of that, he's still stronger than him. But he knows that. This is a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
So. Oh man, it's gonna have to be it's gonna have to be an audience.
The audience that is here, we have Batman versus Black Panther.
So
that is a big question.
Black Panther is actually like multiple times richer.
Let's okay. So Black Panther. I need hands.
Oh, where does the fight occur?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It has to be a neutral territory.
Yeah.
The Image universe.
Yeah, right? Invincible's, like, refereeing.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna see it.
Oh, Invincible. Image is the most popular stuff we sell.
Well.
Wah, wah.
Who researches better?
Ooh. I would think.
I do.
I think Batman researches better without the assistance of anyone else.
Oh, you mean of the characters.
Yeah, like, he would be. he wouldn't need, like. That's the thing. I feel like T'Challa would have a team behind him to help him research this.
Well, obviously T'Challa doesn't do the research himself. He's just like Wakandan tech.
He's like Wakanda.
You know, just do this research for me.
All right. So what are we looking at?
I guess that one.
Audience, Black Panther, raise your hand.
Okay.
I got you.
Oh, okay. Right. Batman.
Batman,
raise your hand.
Oh!
And that...
See, apparently Batman goes through an audience referendum.
No, Spider-Man. All right, well, that shall bring us to the final four. We have, ironically enough, the first three on of the lists.
I didn't realize it was...
Actually, maybe the first four on all of our lists.
I didn't even realize it was the Trinity when we did that.
Yeah, this is basically... We have the final four.
Holy shit, it is the trilogy.
And this is legitimate. When I seeded the brackets, I seeded these as 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have Superman versus Batman and Wonder Woman versus the Mighty Thor. That
Jesus
was
Christ.
Yeah,
of course,
so,
this is what it would turn out to be.
Well, I mean, like, this is what you want, right? You want it to end up with the Trinity plus one of the heavyweights from Marvel. That's kind of how it is.
Apparently, is Thor.
Thor's awesome.
I guess that's how it works.
Which side of the bracket do you want to tackle first? I don't really.
Let's do fucking Batman versus Superman.
I know. It's like
I wanted to do that first because that sound would come out of your mouth.
You know, I just go.
So?
I go to the argument, the fact that literally Superman has given Batman a kryptonite ring to say, if something goes wrong,
whoop my ass,
you take me out.
So
I don't like this argument. I never do. Because the real epitome of why he's still alive and Batman has always won every single thing is because Superman has a fucking conscience. Like, the one time I don't want him to have a conscience.
So
Superman. You go Superman?
Superman. He wins. Batman has no powers that Superman can't block. He has kryptonite, which is fine, but like only matters.
But it only matters
in exposed radiation, which Superman is too fast for. Like, Superman is literally a deus ex machina. He can't be defeated if he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he even saves characters in a series that he should have had a part in.
This is why I didn't want Superman in this fight to begin with, because there's no reason for Superman to lose, ever. Like, he can't lose.
He's like, hi, here's this mountain, and now it's on top of you.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, there's an evil mountain, I'll pick it up and throw it into the sun.
I'm pretty sure that's actually been a comic.
Yeah.
So do we resolve as Superman isn't willing to kill? Like, neither character is willing to kill in this situation? So
if we're not willing to kill, I have to...
But he would be able to infinitely beat Batman.
Well, I think Kat has her vote.
It's. I hate giving it this way, too, mostly because I know how it is. If we vote on the side of compassion... Superman usually loses, and that's usually his downfall when it comes to Batman, because Batman has compassion, but it's, like, infinitely smaller.
No, we're just talking about strictly...
Oh, then you whoop his ass. He'd, like, tear his arms off and beat him with one of them.
Yeah,
here it is.
So Superman wins. Obviously, duh. He's Superman. That's the reason they call him the Superman. Okay. Let's get into something a little bit more interesting here. Wonder Woman versus Thor.
I'm gonna go
Mighty Thor
last on this one.
See, I'm gonna see, and I'll even go first. She can pick up the hammer. She can literally beat her ass with the hammer.
But both of them can pick up the hammer.
Well, that's the thing. It's...
Yeah, but then you give a demigod more god powers. I don't even know what you do with that.
Yeah,
it's like infinitely on top of god powers.
For me, as this is... If they were to do an animated crossover between DC and Marvel, number one on my list of what I want to see, but Wonder Woman comes out on top. She literally can catch Mjolnir out of thin air.
Yeah, she hucks
it. And at that point in time, it will be a mercy to bring her back to cancer-ridden Jane and simply say, do you yield? And that would be the end of the fight.
Pretty much, because...
She would give Mjolnir back. She would not take Mjolnir with her, but she would take it for just long enough to say, do you yield?
Mm-hmm. She can literally beat the shit out of her with her own hammer.
So you think this is, like, another thing with her in One Punch Man? Where she basically just, like, beats Thor with...
It would be like Thor Ragnarok, words. Except she wouldn't crush the hammer. She'd catch it by the handle and hold it and be like, you done?
And then be imbued with the power of Thor.
She'd just be like, you done?
Yeah. Patrick? I think it's 2-on-1 at this point, but...
Because, I mean, Thor is Thor, and she is basically bulletproof. She has the strength to lift planets.
She does.
She can shoot lightning, which Wonder Woman is not specifically immune to.
No, but she just sends it right back.
No, but I personally think that Wonder Woman would beat her just because... Because Thor is literally stronger and more resilient than she is.
I'm lost. Wait, what?
I think he had a drunken moment.
Alright, cool.
Thor would win because she's more resilient than Wonder Woman is. In your mind. You did say, you said Wonder Woman would win, and then
yeah.
That makes sense.
I just
sorry.
I think we're having a drunk moment where none
like,
of us,
wait, what?
We're not catching up.
Sorry, no.
No, I think we should leave it.
Thor would win because she is more stronger and resilient.
Until she loses the hammer because Wonder Woman...
Until she loses the hammer.
Until she's so, like, huh, I'm going to beat your ass
if this fight goes long enough for Wonder Woman to wrap her up and get her to be, like, really small in the air, then... I think that's the only thing that Wonder Woman.
You don't think Mjolnir would be used as a weapon prior to that? Like seriously, just like doing the normal hammer flail? Like that wouldn't be.
I'm just thinking bracelets / gauntlets right now.
Well, that's the thing is, I think Thor would toss the hammer like in instinct. One of the first moves that Thor does is to go whoop 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 wham and slam the hammer, and Wonder Woman go whoop whoop whoop. The hammer's not mine. Thank you very much. And that's it.
I'm literally gonna beat your ass with your own weapon.
and reach to the skies, get the power of Thor, and be like, oh, you don't have this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay. Yeah. Now that you say that, like, yes, of course, that's what would happen in the first few minutes of the fight.
So I don't want it to happen in the first few minutes of the fight, though. I'd rather it happen, like, 5 minutes in, where, like... They're having a good time, and she's like, all right, let's go for broke and toss the hammer.
I want some
So I guess
some
Wonder Woman wins at that because she can pick up the hammer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happens.
That's the thing that happens. So Wonder Woman.
And Superman. Yep.
So the final is Wonder Woman versus Superman.
Of course it is.
And of course.
This is why I've said this already in this podcast, but this is why I didn't want Superman to be on the fucking tally in the first place.
DC.
Because he's Superman, he's literally Deus Ex Machina built into the plot of the universe.
See, if we talk about New 52, I'm pretty sure,
Superman's gonna win. He's gonna win every time, every day.
I'm going Wonder Woman at this point as well.
Why? Why do you think Wonder Woman can be the Superman?
Where did you go? Where did you go with the lasso?
I mean, if you think New 52 status, that dude, he literally took a nuke for her. Like, he's gonna, like, bow out before games even started.
Superman has two weaknesses.
Yeah, kryptonite
and
magic.
Magic. The lasso is an X factor. That's something that, like, no one truly understands exactly what that is.
Which is, like, sexy for a while, but then what happens after that?
Why do we keep going to porno territories?
you don't think the tie will hold? I mean, like,
it's magic. He's already out of his element.
Yeah, it's already, like, it's burning through
his skin. But what is she gonna do? Keep him lassoed up forever?
She's pretty resilient.
That seems actually like okay, so now we get into super nerd territory. Who lives longer, Wonder Woman or Superman?
Motherfucker.
because that could be the deciding factor in this argument. If it is that
the thing is, she ties actually him up,
Wonder Woman beats him on that one because
like, she's already a thousand she's a years old or so, right?
Yeah,
she's already like, real probably, old.
There is precedent for Superman 3,000
years. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah,
I think he lives in that invincible territory where he'll.
500 years.
Yeah, he'll age.
Yeah, I think he has a couple hundred years.
Well, he'll age slower.
1,000 years.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's gonna. Yeah, she's gonna. Yeah.
More Palpatine, yeah, less Yoda.
So
yeah.
she would hold him, but like, my question is in the end, like, would she hold him forever?
Well, my biggest thing is Wonder Woman is a literal warrior. Superman is not. She does match him. Like, relatively on strength.
Yeah, and in terms of actual, like, ability to fight, she is far surpassing what his abilities are.
And I'm pretty sure her sword can literally cut him.
That's the other thing, too, is, like, where do we go with the sword? True. Mm-hmm. Do we do, like, death by a thousand cuts, like, in the lasso, and then he gets a slash from that until he just fully yields?
Like, that's, like, Injustice, I mean, that's Wonder
we've
Woman.
Gone dark with the characters thus far.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we're living in hell.
I'm not
right
sure
now.
I want to listen to this back. Like, that felt very wrong to me to just say.
Wonder Woman, death by a thousand.
Yeah, exactly.
Superman.
Like, that's...
Shing. But yeah, I'm pretty sure she can actually cut him with it.
Are we going with Wonder Woman as the big winner of this bracket?
Yes, I'm not wearing a Superman hat or shirt right now. Not at all. I've always thought this in the back of my mind. She's a warrior. Superman knows a little bit about how to fight, but he's mostly relies on his strength.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know.
He doesn't need to know.
He doesn't know how to box or.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know how to, like, basically smash someone's face in.
Right.
Adequately.
Because the flick of a finger is enough.
Yeah,
you know?
The flick of a finger is normally. That's why he's had so many problems with Darkseid and anybody else who can match his strength to a point.
Man, if you like Darkseid, you really should be reading DC Comics right now. Anyway.
So Wonder Woman wins.
Wonder Woman wins?
Wonder Woman wins.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Out of any superhero in any universe, Wonder Woman is the most powerful and the most badass and the best, generally. Fuck you if you disagree. And,
with like, that?
I was going to say, if you disagree, you should say something, but apparently.
Actually, a really good call to action would be whether or not you believe our Sweet 16 was worth it, if the Sweet 16 was correct. Because I feel like if any problem would have occurred, it would have been in that area.
Probably.
So, the arguments after that, I think, were fairly sound. Deadpool certainly... He threw his normal Deadpool-y monkey wrench in the thing, but makes sense.
Yeah. So send us your comments.
I'm pretty sure, he's like, I'm done with you ripping my spinal cord out. I'm like, I'm gonna go drink.
I went really dark right now. Have you heard of this? There's a technique for like sushi where they run a rod down fish's spine so that like it dies. It's a very specific way of dying. And I imagined Wonder Woman doing that to somebody just now, and that's really dark. Like the lasso just straight through the spine.
All I really know is apparently when we're intoxicated, we just go to like the pits of fucking
hell. We're a lot darker.
So, but if you want to go with her lasso being like a part of her mentality as a part of, opposed to a part of like she swings it and it's lassoed, then like she can do anything with that lasso and it's unbreakable.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's controlled by her mind, she could send that straight up somebody's spine into their brain and make them, like, flail out.
I'm just thinking I'm
this is really dark. Now. We're gonna
zero that shit.
Yes. Okay, we have to leave. Alright, okay. Bye guys.
Yes.
Before it goes any darker.
Alright, everybody in the audience, say
bye.